在我们分享神的话语之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们再一次来瞻仰你的荣耀。
Heavenly Father, once again, we come here to behold your glory.
我们今天求你的圣灵继续的带领，继续的教导。
We ask your Holy Spirit to continue to teach and guide us.
真是帮助我们除去一些缠绕我们的事。
Please help us to rid off all the things that entangles us.
原谅我们所有的大大小小的罪。
Forgive all our transgressions.
所可以来到你的面前。
So that we can come before you.
圣灵帮助我们读你的话语。
So let the Holy Spirit help us to read your word.
帮助我们讲你的话语。
Help us to speak your words.
帮助我们了解你的话语。
Help us to understand your words.
也帮助我们把你的话语活出来。
And also help us to live out your words.
祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
时间过得很快。
Time flies.
三个月以前，我在这里跟大家分享一个题目。
Three months ago, I shared a topic with you here.
那个题目是基督重要 ，Christ matters。今天跟大家思想一个题目，基督就是福音。
Today I want to start another topic, Christ the Gospel.
我们现在每周五的晚上，小教义也在讨论所谓的基督论。
So on Friday night, we're studying the catechism, that short catechism also studied the Christology.
我们的的确确的很重要的要对我们所信的基督有正确的认识。
We indeed need to truly and rightly understand Jesus Christ, the person.
我们是基督徒。
We're Christians.
我们常常说我们愿更像基督。
We often say that we want to be like Jesus.
我们也很喜欢唱那首诗说更像我恩主，永远像我主。
And we also sing a hymn calls that we want to be more like Jesus, our Lord.
如果我们不认识他，
If we do not know him,
我们怎么能够像他？
How can we be like him?
我们是不是真的认识他？
Do we truly know him?
这是一个很大的一个教义。
This is a big, complicated doctrine.
也是很重要的。
And it's also very fundamental.
所以呢，希望今天我们结束的时候。
So I hope by the end of today,
我们能够愿意认识主。
We are willing to know Jesus Christ.
我们也知道怎么样去认识主。
And we know how to know this Lord.
在2015年
Year 2015
Reverend Scott Sauss 写了一本书，这本书的中文名字我把它翻译为在界限外的耶稣。
So this Reverend Scott Sauss wrote this book called Jesus Outside the Lines.
这本书很受欢迎。
This is a very popular book.
那么在这本书里面有一章经节，不是一章经节，有一章。
So in one of the chapters of this book,
的题目是说没有教会的基督徒。
The title for that chapter is A Churchless Christian.
这是现在的一个现象。
This is a phenomenon of nowadays.
没有教会的基督徒的数目天天在增长。
There's a lot of books regarding the churchless Christians.
为什么
？Regard. Why?
有些人在教会里面受到伤害。
Because some Christians they were hurt in the church.
有些人认为教会太落伍，赶不上时代。
And some think the church is outside the lines of nowadays life. And
有些人说我不愿意，就像教会里面的一张面孔。
So some claim that I don't want to become a face that in the church, one of the face in the church.
这个人的名字叫做 Donald Miller， 他。的写作，他是很受所谓的 millennial 的人的欢迎。
So he's this guy, this author Donald Miller. He's very popular by a lot of people, that believes the millennium.
他在他的一个 blog 里面，他就说问人家问他，他说为什么我最近不常常去教会？
So one of his blog people ask, why don't I go to church very often?
他说他在教会中感到失落。
Because he said I felt lost in the church.
好像没有一种连接性 connection.
I don't feel the connection to the church.
他说我现在每天在工作中崇拜神。
So actually, I worship God in my daily work.
我每天在我工作中跟神交通。
And I have fellowship communion with God during my work.
那么这些人他们离开了教会。
So those people that they departed from church.
他们仍然做基督徒。
They still try to live a Christian life.
他什么时候愿意崇拜，他就什么时候崇拜。
So they worship whenever they choose convenient to them.
他要唱，他所喜欢唱的诗歌，他就唱。
They sing hymns, songs that they like.
他把他喜欢听的讲道的人的讲道，就把它 download， 自己随时随地都可以听。
So they choose the sermons from the preachers they like, then they can listen anytime they want.
听起来很好。
This seems sounds all right.
做一个没有教会的基督徒合不合圣经的教导？
Is it biblical to be a churchless Christian?
不合圣教导。
It's not biblical.
教会是基督创造的。
Christ started to build the church.
教会不是人创造的。
Not human being start and build the church.
基督要我们在教会里面一起成长。
Christ commanded us to grow in the church altogether.
更何况呢？教会对我们有好处。
Plus, the church has a lot of blessings and benefits for Christians.
Rebecca McClellan, 她是一个英国剑桥大学的 PhD.
So Ms. McLaughlin, he's a PhD of the Cambridge University.
他也有神学学位。
And she also has a degree of the theology.
他是伦敦 Oak Hill Seminary 毕业的。那么他呢，常常在这个所谓的福音联盟啊 ，Christian Coalition 写文章。
So she's graduated from a seminary in London, and she also wrote many articles in one of the in some of the organizations.
这一篇文章，教会对你有好处吗？是江 Piper 请他替可牧神所写的。
So the book is Church Good for You. It's Pastor John Piper in Minneapolis that he asked her to write this book.
那么他引用了哈佛大学一些教授们所做的研究的发表。
So she referenced the many research writings from the professor in the University of Harvard.
这里有一个重要的字或者是词句，他这里说哈，假如一个人经常的参加，我把它翻成集体崇拜，其实翻译的不正确。
So if here he used this phrase that if a person that continued regularly attending the corporate worship.
那么这个 corporate worship 的意思是同心合一的崇拜，很少把一我想不到哪一个中国名词可以把群体跟合一用一个字来代表，所以 corporate 这个字代表一起同心合一的崇拜。
So the word corporate represents has the meaning that we worship in unison. So it's very hard to find a Chinese word to describe this the meaning of this corporate worship.
希望我们在这里崇拜，我们是集体的崇拜，我们也是合一的崇拜。
So we pray that our worship here together is a worship in unison and praise God all together.
好处在哪里？
So what is the benefit of this?
对我们的心理卫生好。
And it's good to for our mental health.
常常参加崇拜的会很乐观。
So if you regularly attend worship and you will be more optimistic.
会很少有压抑症或者是焦虑症。
Will be lower rates of depression.
而且不太可能自杀。
And unlikely to commit have the suicidal thoughts.
那么为什么有那么多人离开教会呢？
But why so many people departed from church?
我们知道不一定是他们反抗教会。
And sometimes they might not because they refused the church.
很可能他们受到了伤害。
It might be they were hurt in the church.
或者对教会失望。
Or they were disappointed at church.
你知道，教会本来是完完全全的美满的。
So the church that should be holy and righteous church.
只是当你跟我进了教会以后，教会就不完满了。
But when sinners like us, we enter the church, then the local church is not perfect.
所以有很多的教会的专家或者是神学家，他们一直在研究教会在哪些方面令人失望，令人受到伤害。
So many theologians that or Bible scholars they are studying doing research. What are the areas that people felt hurt by the church?
Tim Keller 是美国纽约 Manhattan 救赎主长老会的创办人跟主任牧师。
So Tim Keller is a pastor of a Presbyterian church in New York.
他的著作也很受欢迎。
So his book is also very popular.
他研究了，收集了资料，有关对宗教的批评。
So he collected some of the criticized people that criticized the church.
他选了三个19世纪 对人类的思想有最重要的贡献的三个人。
So he chose three authors from the 19th century that highly influenced the people's mind.
第一个是弗洛伊德。
So first is Freud.
他是奥地利精神学的始祖创办者。
So he's the founding father of the psychiatry.
现在所有的 psychiatrists 或者 psychologists 都是他的门徒。
So many are his followers nowadays.
他认为人用宗教来提高自我，所他称为 ego。
So he believes that many people that use religion to promote self-ego.
我们也常常听说啊，这个人的 ego 太大。
So we often heard people say, "Oh, this."
你这个人充满了 ego.
So this person or that person has ego or ambitious.
就是所谓的傲。
That's pride.
我们教会里面会不会有人？自己以为，哎，我很属灵。
So in our church, is any people that think they're spiritual?
别人都不属我，不像我一样属灵。
And all others are not spiritual.
我比别人都圣洁。
And I'm holier than others.
所以常常人说一句话叫做 "I'm holier than thou"， 这个最令人起反感。
So this will cause people tired.
那么第二个人是马克思。
And the second person is Marx.
十九世纪德国的一个经济学家。
And he's an economist in 19th century in Germany.
他说人用宗教造成不平等的社会阶级歧视穷人。
So he claims that human beings use religions to make unequal social status in the world, in the society.
我最近在看一本书，又重新再看，是巴克 Packer 写的《认识神》。
So recently, I restarted reading a book called Knowing God by J.I. Packer.
巴克在这本书里面他说，很多教会就好像耶稣的所说撒玛利亚的好撒玛利亚人的故事里面的那些利未人跟那些祭司。
So in his book, that he said that many people is just like the Samaritan man in the gospel.
那一些利未人或者祭司，耶稣说他们怎么样？他们看见有一个躺在路上半死的人，他们视而不顾，绕道而行。
So there's Levites that day when they saw people that laying by the side of the road, but he passed by and did not care.
这些人为他们中等社会阶级的人创造教会。
So those people, they make churches for those middle classes only.
与中等阶级的基督徒交往。
And they only social with the middle class people.
离开中下阶层的基督徒和非基督徒。
And they're away from the people that are poor or in the lower social classes.
让他们自生自灭。
And they just leave them there then for them to live or die.
巴克还加了一句，他说：“哦，这样的基督徒很多很多。”
And Packer said that there's many Christians that like this, that careless.
所以在1970年代有一个 中国的基督徒受了巴克这句话的影响，写了一首中文的圣诗。
So there's a Chinese Christian that, after he read Packer's book and he wrote a hymn.
这首诗歌里面有两个主题。
And there's two themes in there.
一个主题是要关怀在角落里受伤害的人。
And one is that you need to care for those that who are, hurt and left in the corner.
为什么说他们在角落里？
Why they were in the corner?
因为没有人去理他们。
Because nobody cared for them.
然后他有另外一个主题，说我们要把默然转变为爱心。
And another theme is that we need to change from indifference to love.
这是马克思对宗教的批评。
So that is the criticism from Marx.
第三个人也是德国的，他叫尼采，中文翻译做尼采。
So the third person is also from German, and his name is Nietzsche.
那么他说宗教满足个人的权力欲望 ，power trip.
So he claims that people use religions to satisfy their lust for money and power.
用宗教来控制人。
And they use religion to try to control people.
约翰跟雅各两个兄弟。
And Jacob, John and Jacob, their brothers.
他们是耶稣的门徒。
They are followers of Jesus.
每天听耶稣讲道。
They listen to Jesus preaching every day.
看耶稣的为人。
And they watched for how Jesus treat people.
然后他们求什么？
But what they ask Jesus for?
他们要求一个人坐在耶稣的左边，另外一个要求坐在耶稣的右边。
So they asked one of them sit by the right hand of Jesus and the other sit by the left hand of Jesus.
这是不是权力欲望？
Is this the lust for power?
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers, sisters.
其实这一些对宗教的批评，正是基督对第一世纪犹太教人的批评完全一样。
So those criticized from the outside the Christian group that it's just like when Jesus was on earth that the people he was criticizing those Pharisees.
基督批评法利赛人，就认为他们自己比别人都强，比别人都更属灵。
So the Lord that criticized the rebuke the Pharisees that they think that they are better and spiritual than the others.
基督批评法利赛人，忽略了孤儿寡妇跟那一些所谓边缘化的人。
So he criticized the Pharisees that they overlooked the widows and the poor and the children.
那么基督也批评那些教会里面的领导者、文士们，他们满足自己的权力欲望，随意指使人。
So he also criticized the scribes and the Bible scholars that they, in order to satisfy their own lust for power, they just they press people to do things for them.
我要多喝点水，不要像上个礼拜突然间咳嗽起来，讲不了话。那么，为什么教会有这种危机？
So why churches sometimes have crisis?
这就是我们对基督的福音没有正确的认识。
That's because we do not have a right understanding of the gospel of Christ.
什么是基督的福音？
What is gospel?
在基督一开始他的事工的时候，他宣称 他说路加福音四章十八十九节，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。这是在路加福音四章十八十九节英文的，在下面大家也可以看。
So when Jesus first started his ministry, he's proclaiming his gospel. It's recorded in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18 to 19.
所以他来要帮助穷人，要使边缘帮助有被边缘化的人，让有需要的人得满足。
So he came to earth to help those that who are in need, that spiritually and who need to be saved.
他使人自由。
And he gave people freedom.
他不压制人。
And he do not oppress.
所以基督不是宗教，基督是福音。
So Christ is not a religion. Christ is gospel.
我们可以说基督反对宗教。
So Christ is against the religion.
你可能很觉得很奇怪，为什么我说基督反对宗教？
So you might be alert that why Christ against the religion.
我们谈到宗教这个字，英文 religion，
so,
有两个意义。
This word has two meanings.
第一个信仰。
One is one's belief.
不错。宗教是信仰。
So religion is belief.
耶稣不反对信仰。
So Jesus is not against the belief.
可是我问你一句话。假如我说这个人很 religious， 你说我在形容他什么？
So if I say a person that he is religious, what does that mean?
什么人你想象是个 religious 的人？
So what kind of person is a really can be described as religious person?
天天祷告，读经，有灵修，来崇拜，十一奉献，在教会里侍奉。
The one who prays every day and doing devotion and come to church to worship and also serve in the church.
是不是？做教会的工。
Do the works in church.
有人称这个教会的工叫做 church things.
Church.
They do the church things.
Oh, they do church things.
不一定好饭，抱歉。所以我们刚刚不是念到，说到那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
So what did Jesus say? He said in Matthew chapter 7 verse 22, On that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?
传道、赶鬼、奉你的名行异能，这就是做教会的工，做教会的事。
Preach the gospel and cast out demons in the name of the Lord. Those are the church works.
我们礼拜五晚上曾经谈到，在世上所有的宗教都对人有一定的要求，有一些规则。
So on Friday night, we discussed that all the religions that has certain requirement from people.
要人按照宗教的规定来做工。
So they want people to do the works according to their religious commands or rules.
做善事、捐钱、亲近神、寻找神。
Do good works and give money to the church and do devotions.
对不对？
Is that right?
基督不是这样子要求。
But Christ didn't say that.
基督为我们做了所有的工。
So Christ did all the work for us.
基督亲自下来找我们。
So Christ come down from heaven to seek us.
我们不要去找他。
It's not like we look for him.
亚当夏娃犯了罪，就躲开了。
When Adam and Eve commit sin and they hide themselves away from God.
神自己亲自出来找他们。
It's God himself to looking for them.
一直到今天还在找。
So until this day, God still seeking for his people.
我们要不要做教会的工？
Do we need to do the works in church?
我们不是说不要做。
It's not we do not do anything.
可是做教会的工不会让我们得救。
But only by doing those good works cannot save you.
我们得救以后。
So after we are saved.
我们会不会做教会的工？
Do we do the good works in church?
我们会心甘情愿地做。
We will willingly to offer ourselves to do the works in church.
我们会出爱心地做。
We will do it with love.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们爱神，神为我们的牺牲引起兴起我们对他的爱。
Because we love God, and God stirs up our love for him to serve him.
所以我说基督是反宗教。
So that's why I say Jesus is against the religious duties.
我有一本我很喜欢的灵修的书，叫做《Mockingbird》。
I have a book called The Mockingbird's Love.
我记得以前跟大家分享过。那么有一在五月三日那一天，这一本书。他引用以赛亚的经节，他说：“我们要知道基督是福音，必须先了解我们是什么状况。”
So on May 3rd, that devotion book said, "Before we know Christ is gospel, we need to understand our own situation."
他引用的是以赛亚六十四章五节到六节。
So he referenced the verses in the book of Isaiah, chapter 64.
那么这两节经节中，以赛亚说：“欢喜行义，纪念你道的人。”一开始他这样子讲。那么这个上面有哈。那么这个欢喜行义纪念你道的人是什么人？
So who are the one that who gladly do right and remember God's way?
这是指着律法主义之下的人。
So those are the people that who under the laws.
这是耶稣用来形容法利赛人跟文士的名词。
So those terms that Jesus used to describe the Pharisees and the scribes.
那么这些人，这本灵修的书说，就好像我们也有很多人在人的面前做一些为人牺牲的事，推行一些慈善工作，做一个关心人的好朋友。
So those people that they like to do things in front of people, to do good works and to please people.
但是这一切是靠我们自己能力做，也是为我们自己做。
But those deeds are done by our own strength and for our own self-ego.
在神看来都是肮脏的抹布。
but in before God's eye, they are all filthy rags.
然后他又说，六十一章以赛亚六十一章第十节又说，我因耶和华大大欢喜，我的心靠神快乐，因他以拯救为衣给我穿上，以公义为袍给我披上，好像新郎戴上华冠，又像新妇佩戴装饰。这是以赛亚书六十一章第十节。
But the opposite other group people that they described in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10, I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels.
以赛亚是在说什么?
What is Isaiah talking about here?
他是说基督已经穿上了我们肮脏的衣服。
He's saying that Christ already put on all our filthy rags.
把他的衣袍给了我们穿上。
And clothed us with his robe of righteousness.
这就是基督的福音。
This is the gospel of Christ.
在基督里面，我们不夸自己的道德。
So in Christ, we do not boast our own moral.
不夸我们自己的灵性。
We do not boast our own spiritual status.
因为无论我们怎么做，我们都不能讨神的满意。
Because by our own strength, no matter what or how we did it, we will not please God.
可是基督已经替我们做了。
But Jesus Christ satisfied the perfect righteousness.
他已经把他的义给了我们。
He gave to us all his perfect righteousness.
我们自己的生命有起有伏，有高有低。
Our own life has low and highs and right or wrongs.
可是基督的义既不消也不退。
But Christ's perfect righteousness never changes.
所以因此我们因耶和华大大欢喜。
So that's why we rejoice greatly in the Lord.
这就是基督的福音。
This is the gospel of Christ.
这也就是为什么耶稣对那些自称奉他的名传道赶鬼行义人所说的话。
So this is why Jesus said those harsh words to those people that who say preach and prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name.
耶稣说什么?
What did he say?
耶稣说，我就明明白白地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
I will tell them that I never knew you and depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
这些人说，主啊，主啊，我不是奉你，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行以许多异能吗？
And those people called Jesus Lord, Lord, and claim that they do all the work in the name of him.
这些人认为他们做了好多教会的工。
So those people that they think they did many good works of church.
他们可能也跟基督在一起有一段时间了。
And they also were with Jesus for a long time.
我们也许很多人已经做基督徒十年、二十年、三十年、四十年了。
So many of us hear that being a Christian over 10 years, 20 years, 30 years.
我们也做执事，我们也在教会里侍奉，我们也教主日学，甚至还来这里讲道。
So we also, some of them are also being a deacon or preach or teach Sunday school.
靠这个能进天国吗?
Can you enter the kingdom of God by all these works?
耶稣说不能。
And Jesus said no.
为什么不能进去?
Why?
因为他们不懂福音。
Because they, if they don't understand the gospel,
他们懂得很多教会的规矩，教会的历史，圣经的言语，不了解福音。
They know understanding of the church history and the words of the church and the doctrines of the church and the languages of the church.
我们回去看二十一节。
Let us take a look at verse 21.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
我们怎么能够进去？
How we can enter into the kingdom of heaven?
遵行天父的旨意。
By obeying the will of the heavenly Father.
什么是遵行天父的旨意？
What is obeying the will of the Heavenly Father.
约翰福音六章四十节说，因为我父亲的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
So John chapter 6 verse 40 says, For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
约翰福音六章二十八节、二十九节，众人问他说：“我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？”耶稣回答说：“神所差来的，这就是信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。”
John chapter 6, verse 28 and 29. Then they asked him, What must we do to do the works of God requires? Jesus answered, The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent.
这里说，信神所差来的和见子而信的。
So here it says, believe in the one that God has sent and believes in him. God has raised up.
两次，一个字，信。
And there's twice appeared that believe.
这里的信是什么意思？
So what does that believe mean?
耶稣说，我不认识你，离开我去吧。
And when Jesus said to those that I do not know you and apart from me.
认识又是什么意思？
So what does know mean?
认识这个字 know 在圣经里面都是代表关系。
So this word has the meaning of a relationship in there.
创世纪记载说亚当 know Eve 然后就生了儿子。
So in the Genesis that says that Adam knew his wife Eve then they had a son.
所以 know 认识表示有关系。
So this know that indicates the a relationship.
换句话说，这些不能进天国的人跟耶稣没有关系。
So use another words that those people that cannot enter the kingdom of heaven because they have no relationship with Jesus Christ.
我们可能都知道基督的福音。
Most of us, we know the gospel of Christ.
我们都知道基督是神的儿子。
We know that Jesus is the Son of God.
我们知道基督道成肉身。
We know that Jesus come to earth, become like a man.
为我们死了。
And he died for us.
为我们赎罪。
And he atoned for our sin.
这些都是我们的知识。
And these are all the knowledge about Jesus Christ.
问题是怎么样把知识变成认识？
But the question is how you make those knowledge become a relationship.
一个字。
One word.
信。
Believe.
你信的时候你就把你的知识变成了认识。
When you believe all those truths, that you make those truths become a relation.
认识了以后，我们就跟基督有了关系。
So when we know Jesus, then we have a relationship with him.
基督教是个关系的宗教。
So Christianity is a religion that has relations.
神与人的关系。
So a relationship between God and his people.
基督死了，让我们与神和好。
So Christ died and reconciled us with God.
什么是和好？
What is reconciliation?
恢复正常的关系。
To return to back to the normal right relationship.
我们认识神吗？
Do we truly know God?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
Dear Lord, 神啊，
Dear God,
我们真是有你的福音的知识。
Most of us has the knowledge of the gospel.
今天让我们审查。
Help us today to examine ourselves.
我们有没有把这个知识变成认识？
So are this all the knowledge become truly knowing?
主啊，我们要认识你。
Lord, we want to know you.
我们要信你。
We want to believe you.
我们要委身给你。
We want to commit to you.
只有我们在委身的时候，我们就信了你。
Only when we commit and trust you that we believe you.
能够让我们跟你有个密切的关系。
So that we will have a close relationship with you.
帮助我们。
Help us.
让我们每一天更认识你。
So that we can know you more every day.
让我们每一天都能跟你有更密切的关系。
So we will have a close relationship with you every day.
我们祈祷奉主的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.